we interrupt the Marketplace Morning Report, we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And the grain futures and livestock as well are both seeing some pressure. We've had a pretty nice straight-up affair in the grain, so this kind of a downside move is not unexpected. We got yesterday, really got up into a resistance area, say on the March corn, 475-ish. We got up to 479 overnight. That's really been a lot of resistance up there. On the bean side of things, 1050, we were up in that vicinity yesterday on the March beans. Again, a resistance area. We're down below those levels today. We have seen quite a bit of pressure on the bean market from meal, and meal is lower again this morning. We did have two export sales listed this morning. China again bought beans, 130,000 metric tons of 24-25 crop beans, and Taiwan bought some corn. It's just interesting to see here that those kinds of news just hardly move the needle anymore. We need to keep finding new bullishness in order to keep prices lifted up. We are seeing farmer selling in both corn and soybeans. That's evidenced by the break in the basis here. Crude oil up around $80 should be a supportive factor on corn, and corn is behaving somewhat better than the beans are this morning. Right now, we see March corn futures at 475. That's 3 3/4 lower. July, 486.5, down 5.5. And new crop December, 453, down 4. March soybeans, $10.29.25, down 13.5. July, 1052, down 14. And new crop November at 1027.75 is down a 11.5 cents. The meal futures are down about $5. We've got bean oil futures down 30 cents to 20 cents. We've got March Chicago wheat, 541.25, down 5.75. July, 563, down 5.5. Keep in mind that that western part of Kansas and western Nebraska has no snow cover, and probably on the hard red winter wheat, could see some damage done with these cold temperatures coming next week. On the livestock side of things, we have seen some really lofty fed cattle trade this week in the $200 to $205, with the North leading that advance. We've got February cattle futures at $196.92. That's down $1.60. They're at a pretty big discount to the cash. We've got June at $191.87, down $1.57. March feeders, $267.10, that's down $2.70. And the February live hogs, $82.95, down $17. April's at $90.55, down 47. Notice that the summer hogs yesterday did make new contract highs. They're all above $100. On the outside markets, the metals are strong again this morning, up $30 in the nearby gold. We've got the crude oil having traded both sides of $80 this morning on the nearby Feb. February right now is at $79.58. That's down 46 cents. The dollar index rebounded again, 109.06. That's down, up 0.14. That dollar index is troublesome when we try to move U.S. goods into the export market, and ag is very reliant on exports. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 34 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy freezing fog and a low of 21 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees, South wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a wintry mix of rain changing over to snow and a low of 25 degrees. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 29 degrees. And a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield.